welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, broadcasting programs from radio's golden age. I'm Mark Livonier, and this hour shows for the new year. Later on, it's 30 Minutes in Hollywood with entertainer George Jessel, but right now, the Seal Test Variety Theater with Dorothy L'Amour and special guest Gary Moore and Lionel Barrymore, who, in his only film appearance in that year, was alongside Humphrey Bogart, Edward G. Robinson, Lauren Bacall, and Claire Trevor in the film noir Key Largo. This broadcast of the Seal Test Variety Theater, hosted by Dorothy L'Amour, was first heard on December 30th, 1948, on NBC.
Yes, it's Seal Test Variety Theater with Henry Russell and his orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, the Dean of the Royal Family of the Theater, Lionel Barrymore, and one of radio's brightest comedy stars, Gary Moore. And here she is, our gal Thursday, the singing star of Variety Theater, Dorothy L'Amour.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and hello, everyone. Welcome to our Seal Test Variety Theater. I feel really wonderful tonight, and who wouldn't with two such loyal and talented friends standing by as Lionel Barrymore and Gary Moore.
Well, hello, Dorothy, my child. A happy new year to you.
Well, thanks, Lionel. I think that calls for a kiss.
Oh, so that's how it works, huh?
Oh, hiya, Dottie, old girl. Happy New Year.
Well, how's about a kiss?
Well, Gary, after all, that
it's
is...
It's no use, Gary. You can't get away with that sort of thing until you get older.
You know, I think maybe you're right.
Hello, Dorothy, my child. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, and a very happy New Year to you.
And that's all? Well, I guess that's that.
That's the trouble with you young fellas nowadays. Why, son, when I was your age, if I saw a pretty girl I wanted to kiss, I just went right up and asked no questions and kissed her.
Well, didn't she get slapped in the face?
Yeah, sure, but I got an awful lot of kisses.
I don't think we have to worry about Gary. He's not so shy.
Oh, no, that's not true, Dottie. You know, as a matter of fact, I spent a very sheltered childhood. Why, I was 24 years old before I went out with the opposite sex.
Was your mother that strict?
No, she just wouldn't tell me which was the opposite sex. I don't know. I guess I've outgrown my adolescence. I meet so many people since I'm the quizmaster on Take It or Leave It. Well, it's given me more assurance.
Well, how about you, Lionel? Did playing Dr. Gillespie have any effect upon you?
Oh, it certainly did. After portraying a doctor for so many years, I took it so seriously that if a friend sneezed, I said Gesundheit and send him a bill for medicine.
How about you, Dottie, and all those jungle pictures you played in?
Oh, don't remind me about it. For years, I couldn't sit down to dinner unless there was a monkey at the table. But what about that quiz show you're doing, Gary? Does that have any effect on your personal life?
Well, sometimes, yeah. Like I've been going with a girl here recently, and the other night her father called me in. He said, young man, for 3 years now, you've been kissing, hugging, and smooching with my daughter. I want to ask you a few questions.
Oh, well, what did you say?
All right, sir, which category do you choose?
Thank you, Mr. Barrymore, Mr. Gary Moore, and Miss L'Amour. It's going to sound like the more the merrier. And now Dottie L'Amour, our own pretty baby, steps to the microphone as she bids goodbye to old man 1948. She welcomes young little 1949 and hopes that he'll be a pretty baby.
A baby, that's why I'm in love with you. Pretty baby, pretty baby. And I'd like to be your sister, brother, dad, and mother too. Pretty baby, pretty baby. Won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love? And we'll cuddle all the time.
Cuddle all the time.
Oh, I want a loving baby. And it might as well be you, pretty baby of mine.
Everybody loves. loves a baby. That's why I'm so in love with you.
Ooh, baby. Oh, baby.
If you'll only say you love me, we could start writing pitching some woo.
Baby. Oh, baby. Won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love? And we'll cuddle all the time.
Cuddle all the time.
Oh, I want a loving baby, and it might as well be you. Pretty baby of, pretty baby of, pretty baby of mine.
Each year, a bright young comedian flashes across the radio horizon, and I can think of no one who keeps on shining as brightly and as consistently as our first guest star tonight. America's most unpredictable quizmaster, the star of Take It or Leave It, Gary Moore.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Dorothy, and good evening again, ladies and gentlemen. Nice to be with you tonight. And I hope that immediately following the program, each and every one of you will rush right out and buy yourself an Eversharp pen.
Oh, now, wait, Gary. You're on a different program tonight.
Huh? Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Friends, rush right out and buy an Eversharp pen and fill it with sealed test ice cream. This will come in very handy when you're writing to people named Cone. What, Dottie?
Oh, no.
Honey, I want to wish you a somewhat belated Merry Christmas.
Well, thanks, Gary. You know I love Christmas, and I'm really sorry it's all over.
Yeah, I am too, but I don't know, at least it'll give my bankroll a rest. I don't know, there seem to be so many occasions for buying presents nowadays. There's Mother's Day when you go out and buy a present for Mother. Then there's Father's Day when you go out and buy a present for Father. Then there's Christmas Day when you go out and buy a present for everybody. And I'm inventing a brand new holiday that I think is going to be very popular. I'm going to call it Nothing Day. You just sit there and hold on to your money.
You can count me in on that one. But anyway, Gary, I do want to thank you for coming to visit me on this, our last program of 1948.
Oh, Dottie, my little flower. And I use the word flower in reference to your stems. I'm happy to be here, really I am. And if you don't mind, I would like to take advantage of your microphone to perform an annual duty of mine. The presentation of the annual Gary Moore Awards to the outstanding people of the past year.
Oh, I'd be thrilled. These are the outstanding people of 1948?
Yes, Dorothy, 1948. The year that will forever go down in history as the year... between 1947 and 1949. Seems to make sense. But, Dorothy, as I look back over the 12 months just past, it seems to me that we should be most grateful to the men of science. Men like Albert Einstein, J. Robert Oppenheimer, Dr. Stafford Warren, and above all, to the greatest scientist of them all, McMeachin Motsy Trots.
McMeachin Motsy Trots?
Yes, Dorothy, he was the man who finally discovered why a watermelon has so many seeds.
Now, there's a contribution to mankind. Tell me, why does a watermelon have so many seeds?
Well, because it can't go... Very simple when you think about it, you know.
Well, science also made great strides in producing artificial products. I read where a scientist down south actually got milk from a peanut.
No.
Yes, sir, milk from a peanut. What do you think of that?
He must have used an awfully low stool. enough about science, Dottie. How about your own racket, motion pictures?
Ah, yes, this cinema.
In 1948, the movies were noted for many great pictures and many great performances. But above all, it was a year of strange titles. I particularly like those pictures with the one-word titles, like Shocked, Lured, Pursued, Possessed. And next year, David O. Selznick will present the greatest of them all... Pooped! That's co-starring Tyrone Nopower and Andy Hartley. And in my opinion, the award for the best movie of the year must go to that super epic, Riding the Range. A three-bell picture. One of us kids has got to go back to school. And our feature award of the evening goes to that sterling young actress, Miss Injured Bird Dog, for her... for her memorable portrayal of Schnook in the picture Duel in the Smog. We are honored to have Miss Bird Dog with us tonight, and she will reenact that famous part for us now. Go ahead, Miss Bird Dog.
I promise never to leave you again, Chumley. I promise, I promise, I promise, I promise, I promise, I promise, I promise.
And so we pick Miss Bird Dog as the most promising actress of the year. My survey also shows that in 1948, the movies made more extensive use of radio advertising than ever before. All over your radio dial, you could hear dramatic advertisements of coming pictures, such as this announcement concerning the picture, The Three Mrs. Vandelbaums.
I'm Cynthia. I didn't want to lose Rodney's love.
I'm Imogene. I didn't want Cynthia to have Rodney.
I'm Rodney. I didn't want to make this picture in the first place. And in... I like that one. It's so true, you know. And in conclusion, we would like to make an award to one of the behind-the-scene workers in motion pictures. And for this honor, we have chosen this year Miss Gertrude Armentrude. Miss Armentrude, will you tell us what your contribution was to the cinema?
Certainly. My contribution to motion pictures was the care and promotion of better diction.
A better diction. Mm-hmm. In other words, you feel that proper speech is important in film work, huh?
Well, naturally. Is it not your conviction that the proper inflection and pronunciation are a necessitation in the creation of the characterization? Or have you no ambition to follow tradition?
Yes, yes, I love to follow tradition. In fact, I feel you must follow tradition to cap you the rap you of call you. Don't you? But in closing, Miss Armentrude, have you any little thought to leave with us?
Yes, a little poem that I wrote.
A poem? Well, isn't that nauseating? How does... I apologize. How does it go, this poem, Miss Armentrude?
I thank you one and all for your very kind attention, and my appreciation is more than I can mention. In taking my departure, just please remember this. I am very fortunate to have met an up with you.
And on this note of culture, friends, I close my Gary Moore Awards for 1948. And if each of those people whose names I have mentioned tonight will get in touch with me immediately following the program, I will be more than honored to give each of them a solid gold... Funny, there seems to be a page missing here. Well, good night, friends. Thank you very much.
Years ago, they said prosperity was just around the corner. 2 years ago, they said television was just around the corner. But this morning, I heard the crew chief say, love is just around the corner.
Love's just around the corner, any cozy little corner. Love's just around the corner. Was noted for her charm. But strictly between us, you're cuter than Venus.
And what's more, I've got all.
Let's cuddle in a corner, any cozy little corner. A new year's just around the corner. fascinating. Come on, I'm waiting for you. Get the basket seal test.
When it comes to New Year's resolutions, most of us have the same trouble. We make them and break them. But there's one resolution that never has and never will be broken. I'm talking about the Seal Test Pledge, a pledge to you of top quality and purity. You can depend on this when you buy Seal Test milk, because it must meet exceptionally high standards for purity and quality before it can bear the famous Seal Test seal. So ask for Seal Test milk every time. And for extra goodness, smooth, creamy, rich flavor, make it Seal Test homogenized vitamin D milk. Always.
Get the basket Seal Test.
There are certain words that are synonymous to the word theater, such as glamorous, exciting, thrilling. But I can think of only one word that for years has embodied all these adjectives, and that word is Barrymore. And here he is, Mr. Lionel Barrymore. Well, Lionel, the Seal Test magic carpet is out, ready to whisk us back to a New Year's Eve of many years ago, long before you were mayor of the town. Won't you climb aboard?
After you, my dear.
Carlton, will you set the scene, please?
Right, Dottie. It is New Year's Eve at the turn of the century. Our hero is calling for his best girl to take her out for the evening. He rings the bell. The door is opened. The best girl's father speaks.
Happy New Year, son.
Happy New Year, Mr. McClinton.
Well, let me take your hat and coat. Muffler, umbrella,
gloves,
rubbers, earmuffs. Oh, by the way, young man, how's the weather out?
Like a summer's night.
Like... Well, that's good. I better tell Dorothy you're here. Dorothy?
Yes, Papa?
Lionel is here.
Papa? Can I see you for a minute?
Yes, dear. What is it? Would you excuse me for a moment?
Oh, I'm nervous, Papa. I don't know exactly how to tell you, but...
You can tell me, daughter. After all, I'm your Papa.
Oh, I can't find my bustle.
You can't find your bustle?
No.
I never saw a girl lose things the way you do. A bustle. If you didn't have your head attached, you'd lose that, too.
Well, I suppose I'd better go down. Lionel, good evening.
Good evening, Dorothy.
May I offer you a drink, Lionel?
Well, I don't know.
Sarsaparilla?
Oh, no, I have to drive.
How about a lemon ice?
Oh, that would be just splendid. Isn't New Year's Eve exciting?
Just think, tonight will be the beginning of a new century. I wonder what the next 50 years will bring.
Well, I understand that a fella just built an auto the other day called the Apperson Jackrabbit that goes 15 miles an hour.
15? Well, I don't believe it.
And not only that, but there are reports that one fella got his car up to 60 miles an hour.
Where was that?
At a place called Hollywood and Vine.
Oh, Lionel, dear, look at the time.
Yes. I think we'd better get going. I have a hansom cab waiting outside.
Are we really going to Reisenweber's, Lionel?
Yes, my dear, yes. I understand they have a dinner there now of shrimp cocktail, oysters on the half shell, crab consomme, filet mignon, asparagus, hollandaise sauce, Cherry's Jubilee?
Are you sure you can afford it, Lionel?
Well, it's New Year's Eve. And what good is a man if he can't spend 65 cents?
Oh, there's Reisenweber's now.
Driver, here we are.
Yes, sir.
Whoa, McKinley.
Here you are, driver. 50 cents.
Oh, thank you, sir. And here's your change.
Keep it. Buy yourself a drink.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir, but I don't drink.
Well, then buy your horse a drink.
Sorry, but he's on the wagon, too.
Oh, Lionel, it's so exciting being here at Rising Weber's with all its glamour. Lionel? Do you know what orchestra is playing here?
It's a new one that was just formed last week.
Really? What's the name of it?
Phil Spitalny and his One Girl Orchestra.
Oh, isn't it fascinating to think that we're sitting here and it's almost 1901?
Yeah.
That in 50 years from now, our parts will be played by Betty Grable and Dan Daly.
It's almost 12. In just a minute, it'll be New Year.
It's New Year's Eve, Lionel. 1901. Just think, a new century is born.
Just think what the new century will bring forth. Invention, science, ideas. Great men will be born, nations will rise and fall. I wonder what they'll be saying 50 years from now.
I think I know what they'll be saying.
What?
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. For years, folks all over the world have been singing Auld Lang Syne when they want to bid farewell to the old year. Well, there's another word which not only means goodbye, but also hello. And so, in farewell to 1948, and in greeting to 1948-49, I can think of no song more fitting than Aloha, oh, aloha, oh. Thou charming one who dwells among the bowers, one fond embrace before we now depart, until we meet again.
Donnie, honey, thanks so much for having me over. It was an awful lot of fun. And before I go, let me wish you and everybody a very happy New Year.
Thanks, Gary. Please come back again soon, and happy New Year.
You know, Dorothy, I've seen a lot of years come and go, and I've heard a lot of people saying the world is going to pop. Well, most of those people are gone, but the old world is still spinning. Except for some growing pains every once in a while. She's getting better all the time. And I got a hunch that 1949's going to be the beginning of a grown-up world filled with grown-up people who are ready to work and live in peace from here on.
Charming one who dwells among the bowers, one fond embrace before we now depart, until we meet again.
And here again is your mistress of ceremonies, Dorothy L'Amour.
Lionel Barrymore and Gary Moore, thank you so much for signing our guest book at Seal Test Variety Theater. And what better to start the new year than knowing that your appearance tonight contributes to a fine cause, the establishment of the American Federation of Radio Artists Welfare Insurance Fund. And so until next year, when our guest stars will be that man with a low IQ and the high hooper, Ed Gardner, and one of Hollywood's outstanding film stars, Cornell Wilde, This is Dorothy L'Amour saying keep well.
Excuse me, Dottie, for breaking in, but how about that royal welcome you want to extend to the newest member of the Seal Test family?
Well, you didn't think I was going to forget that, did you, Carlton? Especially when there's another Dorothy involved. So to my good friend Dorothy Dix, who next week will begin her daytime radio show, Dorothy Dix on the Air, all the gang at the Seal Test Variety Theater would like to say the best of luck in the world, and we'll be listening. And now, until next week, this is Dorothy L'Amour saying keep well, keep happy, and keep listening.
The Seal Test Variety Theater from the 30th of December, 1948 on NBC. You're listening to an hour of programs for the new year from Radio's Golden Era on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm Mark Levonier. Now time for actor and comedian George Jessel's program called 30 Minutes in Hollywood, a short-lived series on the Mutual Broadcasting System, heard Sunday evenings at 6. This New Year's show from January 2nd, 1938.
Gaffers and Sattler, California's leading manufacturer of gas appliances, presents...
"30 Minutes in Hollywood," starring George Jessel with Norma Talmadge. Also, Tommy Tucker and his orchestra, Amy Arnell, and the wonder child, Josephine Starr. This evening, George Jessel brings us a New Year's cavalcade of entertainment, including guest appearances of Armida, Man Mountain Dean, the famous wrestler, and the old-time burlesque favorites, Gene Bedini and Abe Reynolds.
Tommy Tucker and his boys open George Jessel's office in Hollywood.
Hello? Hello, Jessel, 30 Minutes in Hollywood. Ain't you talking? Who? Mr. Jessel? Well, he ain't here. Oh, he and Miss Talmadge are out celebrating New Year's. Well, you might try the Trocadero.
Wait a minute, folks. You ain't heard nothing yet. The way I feel tonight, I'd like to sing you a lot more song. But there's other people here tonight that I know you'd like to hear. There's a little friend right over in the corner. Maybe we can get him to do something. Oh, I'd like to see somebody stop him. Come on, folks. Let's get him up here. Georgie Jessel. Thank you, and pretty soon we're going to have a happy new year. I'm just having a great time here tonight, celebrating it with my lovely wife.
Where is she?
Oh, she's over in the corner. There she is.
Happy New Year, Norma Talmadge.
Well, happy New Year.
Yes, we're having a great time here. Well, I always get a great kick, and I always thoroughly enjoy the man that introduced me. But I want to tell you something, folks. This is a wonderful day, this New Year's, a day for happiness. A day for family reunions. All the stray lambs seem to wander home to be with the family on New Year's Day. I read the sweetest advertisement in the paper today. It carried such a note of sentiment. It said, if Joe Krause, who left his wife and baby 20 years ago, will only come home, his baby will knock the stuffing out of him.
In the evening, we're rehearsing, but we have fun.
When we want to work, we work. When we want to play, we play. In a happy setting, we're getting some fun out of life.
When we want to sing, we sing. When we want to dance, we dance. You can do your betting, we're getting some fun out of life.
Maybe we do the right thing.
Maybe we do the wrong. Spending each day just winning our way along.
When we want to laugh, we laugh.
Ha-ha.
When we want to cry, we don't.
What's the use of fretting? We're getting some fun out of life. It's a short time we have for living, and a long time we sleep. So love, sing, dance, the days are marching. Laugh and watch the years go by.
When we want to love,
we love.
When we want to kiss,
oh, we kiss.
In a happy setting, we're getting some fun out of life.
home, honey. What'll we do? Shall we make the round?
Whatever you say, dear. Let's stop at a lot of places. Where shall we go first?
I'd like to take you to something I know you've never seen before. You've never been to a wrestling match, now have you?
Not since I danced the last dance with you.
Oh, you're so cute tonight. To the wrestling match. Let's go. Well, here we are, dear. Just in time for the last fall.
Oh, dear. Look at that man jumping on the other man's face.
Oh, that's nothing.
And look, he's biting the other fellow's ear.
Well, I guess he's a vegetarian and he likes cauliflower. You see what I mean?
Look, he's pulling the other man's beard.
Yeah, you should have been here a few minutes ago, lady. The other fellow had a beard, too.
And now, look, dear, he's got the other man across his lap. And now he's biting his nose. And now he's stopped. Why did he do that?
I guess he likes his noses with mustard on it, that's all. But he's got him. He's got him now. He's down. Look, honey, he's flat on his back. I want you to meet him.
Do you know him?
Do I know him? Why, he and Gotch and Hackenschmidt and Freddie Bartholomew, we've been friends for years. How are you, Frank?
Hello, Georgie. How are you?
This is my wife, Frank. Honey, this is Man Mountain Dean.
I'm very happy to meet you, too, Mr. Talmadge. I've known George a long time.
Oh, yes, yes. Man Mountain and I have been friends for a long time. We were in Chicago together once, honey. On the closing night of my engagement, somebody stole into the theater, took all the money out of my pocket. I didn't have a cent to get to the next town. Well, I went to my friend Frank here, and I told him I had no money for a railroad ticket.
And you gave him the money, Mr. Dean?
No, I didn't give him the money, but I threw him all the way to Pittsburgh.
Well, your match tonight was perfectly thrilling. What's your opponent's name?
He was Sailor Mulligan, the Terrible Turk.
Sailor?
Yeah, you know, dear, an old salt.
Yeah, old salt. That's why I threw him over my left shoulder, just for luck.
Tell me, Mr. Dean, have you always been a wrestler?
No, I used to be a tailor in a restaurant.
A tailor in a restaurant?
Yes, I made those little paper panties for lamb chops.
Oh, Frank. I want to tell you something, Frank. Even your beard is tickling me from here. But look, Frank, your wrestling has been the tops for the last few years, and I'm terribly glad to have seen you again.
Thanks ever so much, George.
I'd like to have you visit with us, Mr. Dean.
I'd be glad to, but where do you live now?
Oh, not far from here.
Oh, you'll find it easy, Frank.
Yes, you must know Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills? Know him. I threw him in two straight falls once.
Well, Happy New Year, Frank.
Happy New Year to you both.
Good luck, Mr. Dean.
Thank you, Frank. Well, honey, now, wasn't that interesting?
I should say so. Now, where are we going?
Let's go from wrestling to the sublime. We can just get to the auditorium in time for the last act of the opera, Barbara Seville. Shall we go?
All right, sweet. Lead on, McChesil.
Well, well, here we are, dear, just in time. These two seats right on the aisle. I told you we'd make it in time.
Look who's sitting in front of us, Mrs. Trelefairs.
Mrs. Trelefairs?
I must talk to her. Hello, Mrs. Trelefairs. How do you do?
Why, Norma Talmadge, you look perfectly charming and stunning.
Oh, thank you so much. Hey, Mrs. Trelefairs, look at that man sitting in front of you. Isn't he the ugliest thing you ever saw? I never saw such a face.
Why, Miss Talmadge, that man is my husband.
Oh, I'm so sorry. My mistake.
No, not at all. My mistake.
Why, honey, look at that little child coming out on the stage. What's she going to do?
Haven't you heard about her? She's only 7.5 years old, dear. But listen to her sing the aria Una Voce Poca Fa.
Who is the child?
That's little Josephine Starr.
Mi può giuitar, mi può giuitar.
Well, honey, are you having a good time?
Certainly going to a lot of places.
That's what makes life interesting, honey.
Seems to me I've heard that remark before.
Oh, I make up all that stuff. 23 skidoo, make a noise like a hoop and roll away. Chicken inspected. All that stuff. Wait a minute. Chauffeur, stop right here. Norma, let's run into this theater a moment.
What's playing there?
Gene Bedini's Peekaboo Company, a burlesque show of 20 years ago. Come on in, honey. I'd like to have you see an old-time burlesque show.
That's just like you, always bringing up your past.
Is that so? You think you're kidding, do you? But I know the scene so well, I could hop right on and play the Irishman.
I just...
Well, girls, I have a surprise for you. I expect a couple of rich Americans here tonight. They have made reservations and are traveling incognito. I want you to go upstairs and put on your royal best. And when they arrive, we can give them a rousing reception. Will you do it, girl?
You bet we will, Mr. Bedini.
Hey, watch my horse, boy. When I come out, I'll give him to you.
By golly, this must be the place. If there's no other place around this place, then this must be the place.
As I live and breathe, here they come now.
Well, Corn, it's about time you showed up. I've been looking for you nowhere. Couldn't find you someplace. Where were you?
Listen, Clancy. I told you 1,000 times. The name is not Corn. It's Corinne.
Oh, Quinn, is it? Well, spell it for me once. Now, come on.
C-O-H-E-N. Corinne.
Oh. All right, Corinne. What made you so late?
Late nothing. I was here half after past half 7 sharp between 8 o'clock and the dock.
Is that so?
You're the one that's late.
That's a lie, Corn. I've been waiting for you here all evening.
Yeah, that's what you think. You ain't even here right now.
Oh, who ain't? Be careful, Corn. The minute I lose my temper.
If you do, I'll help you find it. Listen, Clancy, are you a sporting man?
You can bet I am. Why?
I'll bet you $10 that you ain't here right now.
No one ever said that to a Clancy and got away with it. You'll bet me $10 I ain't here right now? Or make it 20.
It's a deal. Remember, I'm betting you that you ain't here.
Right.
Now, you're not in Chicago, are you?
No.
And you're not in Milwaukee, are you?
No.
Well, if you're not in Milwaukee and you're not in Chicago, you must be someplace.
Right.
Well, if you're someplace else, then you can't be here. So you lose. So long.
Well, I'm a monkey's uncle. I never heard of that in my life.
Pardon, monsieur. Did you ring for the waiter?
Well, I say... Oh, are you here?
Oui, monsieur.
I'll bet you $10 that you're not here.
Oh, monsieur, you're a little get mixed. Of course I am here.
I'll bet you 20 you're not here.
I hate to take your money, monsieur, but I will bet you.
All right. Now, well, you're not in Chicago, now, are you?
No.
And you're not in Milwaukee, are you?
No.
Well, if you're not in Chicago, you're not in Milwaukee, you must be someplace else. If you're someplace else, you can't be here, see? Wait a minute. Come back with my money.
What money?
The money I just won from you, fair and square.
I have not got your money, monsieur.
Oh, I saw you take it.
I will prove to you I did not take your money. You say I'm not in Chicago, oui?
Oui.
Then you say I'm not in Milwaukee, oui?
Oui.
If I'm not in Chicago, I am not in Milwaukee, then I must be someplace else. And if I'm someplace else, I cannot be here. And if I am not here, how can I take your money?
Well, I'm a giraffe's angel. I never heard anything like that in my life.
Ah, but wait, monsieur. Don't go until you meet the charming Mexican mademoiselle, Armita.
But there's so much passion within me. It takes a big hombre to win me.
By golly, Clancy, she's looking at me.
Oh, yeah, you're a cross-eyed caterpillar. Listen to the girl sing. Go ahead, me beauty.
I want a gay cavaliero, a handsome, dashing señor of my own. I want a gay cavaliero who will take me and make me adore him alone. One who'll command me to love him and threaten to kill me if I don't obey. I want a gay cavaliero who will steal my heart away. I want a gay cavaliero who will be a very, very jealous lover if he shall discover that I have a love another man. I want a gay cavaliero.
and gallant. Who will not attend you with a hearty muscle ready for a tussle versus anybody night or day?
A mighty caballero. A haughty caballero.
Plenty. When I look at her face, ooh, how I hate my wife.
Ah, naughty caballero. Who will steal my heart away?
Now listen, Combs. We came here to Paris to have a good time, and that French waiter just won all my money. Have you got any money on you?
Well, I got a little.
How much you got?
A nickel.
Oh, what can you do with a nickel?
Well, you can buy an ice cream cone.
And I suppose I'd have to watch you eat it, huh?
Ah, gentlemen.
Oh, did somebody else come in? Oh.
You don't mind me calling you gentlemen?
No. Anybody can make a mistake. Oh.
Gentlemen, in the name of France, I welcome you to Paris, to the Café de Feu. I have your reservations, and I will keep your identity a secret.
Good.
I have invited the richest woman in Hungary to dine with you. Also a friend. So make yourself at home, gentlemen. I'm at your service. Au revoir, gentlemen. Au revoir.
Keep the gutter, Monsieur.
Yeah, olive oil, Bonsauer.
Well, Corn, it looks like we're in for it. What are we going to do?
I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm out for a good time, money or no money.
Is that so? Well, I've got an idea.
Well, if you got, I'll eat it.
Is that so? Well, it's food for thought, and here's what we'll do. After we wine and dine, the waiter presents the check, you'll say you'll pay the check. I'll say I'll pay the check. Then you'll say you'll pay the check, and we'll get into an argument about who's going to pay the check. And I'll say, if you don't let me pay the check, I'll punch you in the nose.
Yeah, but you don't do it.
Of course not. Then you invite me into the alley to have a fight. When we get to the alley, we both run away, see?
Hey, Gary Clancy, you got brains.
I got brains haven't even used yet. What are you talking about?
Hey, but whatever you do, don't forget the alley.
Oh, don't worry.
Gentlemen, I want you to meet the Countess Marconi, the richest woman in Hungary.
Well, fancy meeting the hungriest woman in Richmond. I never thought of that.
It's a pleasure, gentlemen.
Lady, the feeling is mucilage. Hey, guest fight. Where's her friend?
She will be here shortly, monsieur.
Well, show her up. Show her up.
Why should he show her up? It's none of your business if he knows anything about her. Now, keep quiet.
Ah, here she is, gentlemen. Allow me to present the Countess's friend, Lady Covington.
Ah, it's a pleasure to know you, Lady Butteridge. But tell me, why do you look so sad?
Oh, we just saw a terrible accident. There was a man lying in the alley outside, all cut up and bleeding. His head was mashed in.
And his nose was broken.
And his chest was caved in.
And both of his legs were broken.
My, was he hurt?
How did it happen?
Well, it seems he came in here with a lady friend and ordered a big meal and plenty to drink. And all the poor man had was a nickel.
Oh, don't forget the alley.
Ay. All cut up and bleeding. But never mind. Come on, let's all sit down. Come on, have something to eat and drink. Come on, you Clancy.
No, sir. I'm going to stay right here.
What's the idea?
I want to be near the door, that's all.
Come on, sit down.
All right, call the waiter.
Did you ring, sir?
No, it was an accident.
Tell me, what are you going to have, ladies?
Well, I am not a bit hungry, so I'll just have a bite.
Well, that helps a little anyway.
I'll just have an appetizer, some consommé, fruit salad, baked mackerel, some lamb chops, filet mignon, cauliflower.
In the alley. All cut up and bleeding.
Lettuce and tomatoes, potatoes au gratin, some pastry, and a demi-tasse. That's all.
You call that a bite?
Yes.
I'd hate to meet you when you're hungry, I'll tell you that right now.
Don't you think I should have something to wash that down
with? Oh, it'll take the whole Atlantic Ocean to wash that down.
And what are you going to have, Lady Camel Hash?
I'll have the same, because I'm hungry.
You're not hungry. You're empty.
Well.
Let's have a toast.
All right, open the wine.
That's right, a toast. That's good.
Go ahead, me lass, make the toast.
We come into this world to do and to dare. And where do we go? Nobody knows where. But if you are a good fellow here, I know you will be a good fellow there.
And if you don't shave every day,
you'll be covered with hair.
That's right.
Guys, that was a good one.
I should say so.
You know, I just can't forget that poor man lying in the alley.
All cut up and bleeding. The poor man.
The check is here, sir.
All cut up and bleeding.
In the alley.
The check is here. Come, monsieur.
Hey, ladies, did you
bring a dog with you?
What is that here? Keep quiet, Corner. Nobody will notice you now. The check is here, monsieur.
Oh, yes, the check. How much is it? In your money, $798.05.
Sounds like we've been here all winter. And let me see now. $798.05.
Well, I got the 5 cents.
Well, the check will be paid.
The check has got to be paid.
The check must be paid.
Well, who's going to pay for it?
Yeah, I'll pay the check.
Oh, no, I'll pay the check.
Say, don't you raise your voice to me, Clancy. I'll pay the check.
If you don't let me pay that check, I'll punch you on the nose. Now, what shall I do? Pay the check or punch you on the nose?
Pay the check. Come on, sir.
The check is here.
Oh, yes, the check. How much did you say it was?
$798.05.
Well, let's see it. Have you any blank check?
And what bank?
Well, what banks have you? Let me see here. Waiter, do you remember a year ago a gentleman walked in here, ordered a meal and couldn't pay for it, and you kicked him out into the street?
Oui, monsieur.
Well, I was the man that you kicked out. It was me.
Oh, pardon. I am very, very sorry, sir.
That's
but...
all right. Don't apologize, because I'll have to ask you to accommodate me again.
Oh.
Yes.
Dispatch for you.
A tele-dispatch for me?
Yes, sir.
Girls, everybody come on here. Listen, everybody eat and drink and be merry at my expense. The real Mrs. Murphy is here at last. She's left me $1 million, so I'm through with Paris forever. I'll marry the widow, buy the cafe, and settle down in the good old USA.
I saw Washington cross the Delaware, Taylor fight at Monterey, and they all fought for a liberty in my dream of the USA.
This way out, everybody.
Get the latest song hits of the show.
Don't forget to take home a box of Fine Young Folks chocolate.
Well, honey, that's something that you'll never see again.
Let's go to your office and make some New Year's phone calls.
All right. Okay, chauffeur. Drive to my office, honey. Turn on the radio.
The manufacturers of Gaffers and Sattler automatic gas ranges, circulating gas heaters, and Gaffers and Sattler electric refrigerators take this opportunity to extend to all their friends, customers, and dealers throughout the state of California their best wishes for health, happiness, and prosperity throughout the new year.
Operator, are you ringing that number?
George, dear, don't be so impatient. It's New Year's Eve.
Okay, dear. I don't want to spend the rest of the year with this telephone in my ear. Hello. Hello, Mom. I've been calling you for some time. Oh, you just got in. Where were you? The symphony concert. Well, that's fine. Did you enjoy it? You'd have enjoyed it more if you had taken the icebox with you? What's the icebox got to do with the concert? Oh, you left the tips on the icebox. I see. I want to tell you what we have in mind for next week's show. Outside of the usual guest stars, we have a scientist here who says that nothing that has ever been spoken is ever lost. And that he has an instrument that can get voices out of the air so they can be heard again. He believes that vibrations go on forever. And because of that, he has promised to search through the air and deliver to this program guest stars way out of the past. He's going to be their agent. Yeah, he'll be the first ghost agent the business has ever had. So be prepared to listen in on this show, and you're going to hear everybody from Julius Caesar, P.T. Barnum, the Pied Piper of Hamelin, Carrie Nation, John L. Sullivan, and Henry VIII. All those guests I'm going to have. I can bring them all up to the house for dinner, except Henry VIII. Why? You saw the picture, and he's got too big an appetite. I see. Well, wait a minute. Hold the phone a minute, Mom. Just a second. Mom wants to know where we're going to go from here.
I think we should go home, don't you?
Oh, let's drink one more toast and then make a resolution.
What is it?
Well, let's make a resolution that we won't have one argument during this whole coming year. What do you say?
All right, dear, but you make the resolution. You're the one that always starts the argument.
Is that so? I got the nicest disposition of anybody you ever saw.
That's what you think. Well, all right, where'll we go?
Well, I'd like to visit my uncle, but of course you'd like to go to your sister Natalie's.
And that's where you're going. You're not going to visit any of your relatives and get into any card games at this hour of the night.
Is that so? Card games. Card games. That's such a terrible thing.
It is the way you play.
Oh, is that the way I play? You play some bridge. My shins are black and blue from those bum signals that you give me under the table all
well,
the time.
Well, don't tell me.
Well, don't tell me. Now, for heaven's sake, honey, let's not have an eye. Wait a minute, Mom. What do you say, Mother? You're listening to the bells, peeling out the New Year message? Well, I don't know what the message is, but I think it ought to be something like this. Peace on earth, goodwill to men, whatever color, race, or creed they may be, all over the world. Happy New Year, Mama. Say Happy New Year to Mama.
Happy New Year, Mother.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, chauffeur. Happy New Year, folks. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year, folks. Happy New Year.
30 Minutes in Hollywood, on Tuned to Yesterday from the 2nd of January, 1938, on the Mutual Broadcasting System. And that brings the curtain down on this hour of programs for the new year from Radio's Golden Age on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us again for more programs from Radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Levonier. Happy New Year.